I believe Deb and Gary are watching now us through Facebook because they told that we just got a power back to their house. Well, that's the good news, am I right? Yeah. That's the good news. So the gift of mercy, and this is going to be the last sermon on this series, about this series on Berea UMC in the presence and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Hopefully we remain in the presence and under guidance of the Holy Spirit. But these five sermons after Pentecost, I've been working especially on this field. Now, you know I write all my sermons down. I write every single word. I write them down. And the writing process starts Monday night. As I'm recovering from my previous sermon, I start working on the next one. My life is preaching. Well, there's much more to it, but preaching. By Tuesday noon, I am offering outline. I call it PowerPoints for the coming Sunday for Mary and Connie, so they can start working on their matters. But the writing process takes all week long, and by Friday, sometimes Friday evening, I finish it. I don't do writing Saturdays on sermon. I meditate upon it. I go through it. And I'm scared when I hear some of my preacher colleagues saying Sunday morning, my goodness sake, it took a while last night to do my sermon for Sunday morning. I couldn't do it. I have to admire people who do that. I couldn't do it. To me, writing is a process. It's like writing your thesis or dissertation. It's a process. You can't do it overnight. It has to be. And still, I sometimes feel I should have probably do it better. Of course, every time, just about, I feel I should have done it better. Now, let me play George Gallup before I start preaching. Let me ask you a couple of questions. How many of you believe you have received mercy at some point of your life? Raise your hand if you believe you have received mercy at some point of your life. Okay, good. Good, good. And the second part of this question is that how many of you believe you have been able to show mercy to somebody at some point of your life? Raise your hand. Well, come on, what to preach about it? You know everything already. Well, I'm so glad we all have experience about mercy, and I am not surprised that we have. If we are Christian believers, we are church people, we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus, I know that mercy is getting very familiar to us. By the way, the use of this gift, I mean the gift of mercy, is one of the most beautiful services a Christian can do. Or let me use the word perform. I really believe it is. It is a true sign of a Christian believer if you are practicing mercy. It can be used to give hope, encouragement, and even determination. Last Sunday, we tried to find something about what encouraging means. Encouraging. Jesus, of course, is our best example of one who practices mercy. So let me say first, mercy, the way I see it, based on our readings, mercy is divine quality attributed to God. You and I, we don't have it without God. Some personalities are nicer, they are more polite, they are more caring, should we say. But we don't have mercy without God and His gift for us. Mercy in this concept has been given to us by the Holy Spirit. This is why it is listed in the Bible, a spiritual gift. Gift of mercy. Let me quote a couple of Old Testament prophets. We call them minor prophets. They are anything but minor prophets, but by the length of their book or writings, they've been categorized as a minor prophets. First is Joel, and the other one is Micah. Here's what Joel says in chapter 2, verse 13. Bend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in his love. And he relents from sending calamity. He relents from sending calamity. Micah also emphasized God's mercy. Micah 7:18, here's how it goes. Who is God like you, who pardons sins and forgives the transgressions of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. Delight to show mercy. If you want to get a picture of God, here it is for you. Hear who God is. So the two Old Testament prophets, they're pointing out how God is feeling toward us and toward you this morning. Notice the phrases, slow to anger he is, pardons sins he does, and forgives the transgressions. But here's the thing, mercy is also a quality we believers are commanded to have. Please understand, not recommended to have, but commanded to have. Prophet Micah continues saying, he has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. And Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke, here's what Jesus says, be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Jesus the Lord, referring to his Father who is merciful, and he is merciful, so he is asking us to be merciful, to be followers of the Lord. Now, as Christian believers, we each possess the gift of mercy. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you have accepted Christ into your heart, and Holy Spirit lives in your heart, you have mercy. You know what mercy is. But we simply need to cultivate our skill of using it all the time, and any given circumstances. Let me ask you this. Do you think there's room for mercy in the church? Do you feel there's mercy in this world today? Yes, there is. First of all, we must understand that mercy is the gift of the Holy Spirit. You and I, we don't have it. It don't matter how kind person you are. You don't have mercy. It's been given to you. Maybe we need to remind ourselves and be sure we understand what the real purpose is of all these gifts that I've been trying to say something to us. What all these gifts are all about. What are the spiritual gifts all about? They are used to honor Jesus. First thing. Most important. They are used to honor Jesus. They are used to build up the church. They are used to complement and supplement one another and to accomplish God's will in the life of His children. It takes mercy for all this. different areas of our life. They are to be used in accordance with the Scripture. This is why here in the Methodist Church we hear the words from the Old Testament, from the Psalms, from the Epistles, and from the Gospel to get a picture what the Lord says to us this morning. Secondly, let's do some thinking about what the gift of mercy includes. Now, we can't cover it all, you understand that. But getting a little grasp, what all is included to mercy? Friends, I believe it is ability to be compassionate. Compassionate. Are we compassionate Christians? Mercy is cheerful. It's a cheerful love for a suffering world. Is there need and room for this today in this world? Yes, there is. Sometimes suffering members of Christ's church. Maybe we can extend mercy within our church circles more than we have. It means to bear one another's burdens. It means to alleviate one another's distress. You say, Timo, I need that this morning. You say, you don't see it, but I can tell you in my heart, I need exactly that this morning. Mercy is not allowing others to get what they deserve, my goodness sake. If you and I get what we deserve, woe to us. Woe to us. Sometimes when you didn't do well, one or two of your friends, there's arguments, there's fightings, and then you separated. And you still don't feel good about him or her or them. And all of a sudden you hear news that there's struggle in their life or his life. He's sick, he's suffering. And in one or certain secret way, you feel good about it. You feel good about it. Finally, the payback is coming to his house. Don't do that. Don't ever do that. You should be the first person calling, texting, visiting. Friends, I am hearing, I have heard that there's illness in your house. I'm here about your problems. I'm here to tell you that I love you, I pray for you. Yeah, we may not be the best friends in the world, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that I don't love you by Christian love. There are some clear characteristics of mercy that we all know. I have just written a few down. You may have much more than these. Pity. Or sympathy. Pity is more than just feeling sorry for someone, I believe. It is a deep down sustained compassion. It is kindness, but yet it is even more than kindness. Pity is so in love under the Holy Spirit's guidance. We are coming to this theme now, back to this theme. You can't do it on your own. You need to be walking in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and you need to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Then you have what to give. It is acting in Christ's name with the motive of glorifying God. What a big motive for all our doings in the church, in this world. I believe mercy is action. Jesus was moved by the compassion, with compassion. He was moved with compassion. Something he saw, something he heard, even being God himself, he was moved by what he saw. He healed the blind man, you remember? Then the crippled, and he healed all the people, as a matter of fact, with all kinds of diseases and illnesses. It was an act of mercy. Jesus was not just stirred emotionally by their needs. And that can happen to you and me very often. Maybe we get overwhelmed. This is too much to handle. We get stirred emotionally. And then after doing that, we feel that, well, we have done all I can. No, 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 no. Mercy is demonstrated when you see the need and then you act to meet the need as much as you can. That's mercy. Not just talking about the needs, but acting upon it. It is considerable more than just words. Sometimes it's better to do without words than doing nothing but words. Mercy is cheerfulness. I want to underline this. It is cheerfulness. Mercy is like radiating sunshine, if you will. It's beautiful sunshine out there. I need to make this sermon short, probably another half an hour or so. When you see the sunshine after big rain or cold season, you know, there's something that happens in your heart. It is imparting hope, and it is this focusing on your friends, brothers and sisters. And Christians, we who are serving, are always giving strength to others and imparting hope. Let me ask you again this morning, is hope needed? Is there hope needed in your house, in your life? The use of this gift never damages or destroys. There are lots of actions by us people, even Christians, that do more harm than anything else, more damage and destroying. Actions can be corrected, but words, they are hard to pick up. After you have thrown them out there, it is hard to go back and pick them up. But when you are practicing mercy by your actions and by your loving care and words, if needed, you know you have done something. You have done something divine to people. Because mercy, again, mercy brings hope. Hope is an important ingredient of life. What about if we didn't have hope? Without hope, there's very little, if anything, left in life. Hope and mercy are siblings. As Christians saw mercy, they put a spark in those who are downcast. At the door, when I'm dealing with people and I don't think that one person needs long sermon there, the life situation. They don't need sermon, they need help for their immediate needs and love and care. And maybe you have an opportunity to be a one and first friendly person they've been dealing since a long time. And that's mercy. Thirdly, but not leastly, by the way, did you know that the gift of mercy applies to all areas of life? I can't name one area in anybody's life that mercy doesn't apply. Of course, it applies to the physical needs of life. You may say, well, they are the easiest to fix. Not quite so, but sometimes they are easier than some other issues to deal with. You know, there are some institutions such as hospitals and orphanages and schools, and they got started because of mercy. Mercy. People felt we have to do something for other people. There's a Methodist home for children and youth within our institute, within our church. Conference. My wife worked there for 11 years, be a youth counselor there. So ask her, don't ask me what they are doing. Christians who meet the physical needs of others, they demonstrate the gift of mercy. And everybody can serve in some capacity in this area. Well, of course, mercy applies to needs, social needs of people. We have lots of social needs. Because I believe the basic human need is to know someone who cares. Now, if you don't have anybody that you know who cares for you, I feel for you. But if you have one person, you can be sure that I have at least one person who cares for me. You are the happiest person in the world. Somebody who cares. Using the gift of mercy, sowing love, is sowing love to others. It's a simple thing. Martin Luther King said that anybody can be great because anybody can love. It doesn't take college degree or high IQ to sow love. You just love and go along with that. Loneliness is a terrible ailment. But mercy helps to heal those who have emotional scars, and many have. I think in this country we are making more scars now, all the time. Then, of course, mercy applies to the spiritual. In the church, we call it soul winning or evangelism or mission ministry, outreach ministry. Go there without mercy, you don't get much done. But if you go out there with mercy, you get something done by the grace of God. There are many other ways of using the gift of mercy in the life of the church. We call them opportunities to serve, opportunities to be Christ-like, opportunities here and there. But something to take home today. There's so much happiness in this world. So much reason to be happy in this world. If you, as you walk out this morning outdoors and you heard the birds singing and you felt good about you, you are healthy enough and strong enough to get up and enjoy this beautiful day, all of a sudden happiness flew into your heart. You realize, well, I'm just the one happy person. Thank you, Jesus, for that. But at the same time, people throughout the world, they are hurting. Even in our community, there are people who are hurting. You don't have to look too hard, but you find people who are hurting. Their hearts ache and their bodies are in pain. Their stomach may be empty, and their souls are thirsting and hungering for mercy and righteousness of Christ. That's why there's such a place in church. Christian believers, you and I. And those of us this morning who have experienced this mercy by receiving Christ into your heart, by following Jesus in your life, you know what you have experienced, what you have. You celebrate it. You are thankful to God for it. But here it comes with assignment. Use it. Put it forward. Give it out. Pass it on. The more you do it, the more mercy you will receive yourself for multiple different reasons you have. Let's be merciful. Let's serve the Lord. Let's receive this gift in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we continue this time together by the ministry of giving. So if the ushers can come forward.